This episode is sponsored by Adobe Express. You can find out more at iag.me/Adobe Express and more information at the end of this episode.
Welcome to the Confident Live Marketing Podcast with Ian Anderson Gray.
Helping you level up your impact, authority, and profits through the power of confident live video.
Optimize your mindset and communication and increase your confidence in front of the camera.
Get confident with the tech and gear.
And get confident with the content and marketing.
Together, we can go live!
Hello, Ian Anderson Gray here. This is another episode of the Confident Live Marketing Podcast, but a slightly different one because I've been away. I've been away in London. It's been quite a busy time and I'm finding it's a Monday morning and my brain is a little bit frazzled, to be honest, after the week. I've been around lots of people and I've been, well, just traveling around London, which is great fun, but also quite tiring as well. So yeah, forgive me if I'm all over the place this morning, but I think I want to share with you quite a few things that have happened because I was at the Adobe Max conference in London, the first time I've ever been to an Adobe Max, and that was exciting. And there's also a special Adobe Express summit on the Monday. So I got the train down and wasn't really sure what to expect. The Adobe Express summit, there were a lot of us Adobe Express ambassadors there. So it was really great hanging out with other Adobe Express ambassadors, bouncing ideas off each other. Because quite often, many of us, I think, we work on our own. Yes, I have a team, but generally speaking, I'm on my own a lot of the time. So bouncing ideas off other people, talking about the future of content creation and marketing, some of the concerns maybe about AI. And I think I can't talk much about this day because it was all about top secret stuff that's coming down the pipeline. We were talking with the Adobe Express team. But some of the cool things that are coming down the pipeline and some of the things that I've been working on, it just really helped me cement the fact that we should be embracing AI a lot more in our content. I'm going to be speaking at an event in May in Birmingham called TubeFest. And the focus on my talk is all about using AI in video creation to help you to be more authentic. And there's a lot of negativity about AI at the moment, that it's going to take away our jobs, that it's going to make us less human. You get both sides, and then you get the other end, which is like people who are really excited. I think we've got to be cautious, but also embrace AI in a way that helps us to be more human, helps us to be more creative as well. And I'm really excited about what Adobe are doing. I think they get this. They get the fact that you have to be ethical in this as well. One of the concerns that I've heard said, and I have this too, like, for example, with ChatGPT, it's the first iteration of ChatGPT was trained on content on the web. But now it's being trained on content that also includes content that has been generated by ChatGPT, AI. And so we're going to potentially get into this loop where AI is being trained on AI. Can it be trusted? And it's a really interesting point. We'll have to see. But what Adobe are doing is really exciting stuff. And I think they get that. So hang out with other people was great. And I met some really cool people. And one of the things that I always struggle with at these events, I don't know whether you do, is remembering who you've spoken to. I had some fantastic conversations, but because you meet so many different people and it's almost quite overwhelming at these events, you forget. And I have talked about this before. In fact, I've talked about this in my other podcast, which is about using tools to help you with remembering people's names. So I use Notion for this, but basically all I have is a list of the conferences that I go to and a list of the people that I met at that conference. And so I can go back and remember the conversations and then talk to people. And that's what I definitely need to do this week. I need to get back to people on Instagram and LinkedIn and carry on those conversations because that is absolutely vital. You don't just go to these events and then that's it. So that was Adobe Express Summit on the Monday. And then on the Tuesday there was the big grand event, Adobe Max. Now, this is, I think, the first time they've ever done one in London. They normally happen in LA, from what I know. And the one in LA, you've got thousands and thousands of people. This was a big event in London, but not quite as big as LA. Now, I was a little bit, I don't know, I had a little bit of imposter syndrome here because I'm not a designer. I do design, but I'm not a designer. So I was thinking, we're going to be talking about Photoshop and a lot of design tools. What am I going to get from this? But I got so much from it because some of these tools we're looking at now, we've got Adobe Express, for example. You do not have to be a designer to use Adobe Express. And in fact, that's one of the big advantages with it. But Adobe Express now links with Photoshop and Illustrator. And even if you're not a designer, you can have a designer on your team, or you can hire a designer to do all your designs in Photoshop or Illustrator. And then you can just bring those in to Adobe Express. And I think that's really amazing. So when your designer updates your designs in Photoshop, they will then be updated in Adobe Express. But the new AI stuff that's going on, the ability to expand images and to create new designs or to come up with some new ideas, it's amazing. And for my other podcast, the Smart ADHD podcast, I actually used an AI image generation tool to come up with a logo. This is amazing. And so they showed off the Adobe Firefly, the new Image 3 foundation model, which has come out. Now, Firefly, if you don't know, is Adobe's image AI. It's this new version is amazing, and I'm very excited about this. I'm just going to go onto the website, and I'm going to have a little play with it now. Okay, so I've gone to firefly.adobe.com, and the version 3 is currently in beta. So you have to come up with some kind of prompt to generate some images. So there's some really cool ones here. It actually comes up with some examples here. You've got like a heavenly sky full of ethereal, misty, fluffy clouds with sparkles. I've created one already, which I'm going to put here. It's a woman with glasses in front of a laptop, camera in front of a laptop. Let's just change that with a camera in front of her and a microphone to the side. Recording in a room with light wooden panels and a window overlooking a beautiful garden. Basically, I've been descriptive with all of this, and I'm going to click on generate. And this is using the Image 3 preview, and it's going to come up with some ideas. Now, these aren't going to be perfect, but this is a really great start. Yeah, this is looking good. So we've got some wooden panels. We've got a beautiful garden behind. But maybe we want to change this from a photo to art. So I'm going to change this into more of an art. Some visual styles. Let's look at this. I want to have bokeh effect. I want it to be digital art. Color and tone. Let's have a look. Pastel color. Because I don't want this to be a photo. Camera angle. I want this to be a wide angle one, I think, and light, an interesting one. I'm going to use golden hour. I have no idea what that is. And I'm going to now click on generate and see what this is going to do. So the cool thing about this is you can focus your prompt on describing the scene that you want. And then once you've done that, you can then go in and you can ask for all the effects. This is really cool. So these images that have come back are fantastic. Now, I want to change this now to be widescreen 16:9. Visual intensity, I want them to be a little bit more intense. Now, is it wide angle? I think it's wide angle is what I want. And I'm going to click on generate again and see what it's going to look like now. So let's just click on OK there. And it's going to now make these 16:9 ratio images. And the other thing that you can do is you can, and I haven't played around with this yet, but for example, I could use a reference image. So I could actually upload an image of me in here. So for example, I could change this to a man with glasses, which is changing that. Now let's upload an image. Okay, I'm going to upload that image and let's just see what's happened. Okay, it's uploaded that. Let's see what's happening. Now, I've not tested this before, but I've uploaded an image of myself It's going to try and create an image based on me, and this could go horribly wrong. But this is cool. You can do this in directly on the web with Firefly, but it's also now baked into Photoshop as well. Okay, it's making me a little bit, it's giving me a bit of a gray hair, which is interesting. And then you can just keep playing around with these things. Now, sometimes it's just, this is an idea generator. So what I've done before is I've got some ideas on here and then I've sent it off to a designer. Okay, so that is Adobe Firefly. And it's much quicker than before. I love all these extra features that you've got, like the wide angle and the different ways of experimenting with things. And yeah, there are other tools out there like Midjourney, which is amazing, but they're a lot more difficult to use. And this is really cool. And you get loads of, I think you get a batch of free credits to play around with this as well. The other cool thing that happened at Adobe Max, we learned a lot about Photoshop and AI. I got to hang out with some really cool people. Louis Theroux was speaking in the evening at the keynote, and that was amazing. So I've thought a lot about success and self-promotion and all that kind of stuff. And there was a talk on the Monday about this, which was interesting. What I found about Louis Theroux is he's just like a really humble guy. He's just a really clearly top of his game in the TV world, documentary world. But he's just like a really interesting guy and talking about the fact that most of us, I think, struggle with imposter syndrome. And it's not necessarily a negative thing, but that was really interesting to see him. So that was the Monday and the Tuesday. And then on the Wednesday, I got the train out to Reading because on the Thursday, I was live streaming an event for a client. Now, usually with this kind of thing, I would drive down to my client and I would set everything all up. But because I was going by train, I had to pack everything quite tightly in my suitcase. So I basically brought a lot of gear. I brought my camera, my lens, my Mac Mini as well with a portable display. And you have to think about a lot of things here. You have to think about things like your internet speed. You have to think about if one thing goes wrong, what's my backup? So for example, if my camera went wrong, I've got my iPhone, which is a pretty good camera as well. Lots of cables, backup cables as well. So if things go wrong, you've got to have a backup. Now, it went really well. It was great to be part of this event and to help promote this new product that they were creating. One cool thing that I've just bought, it's from a company called Belkin, which you've probably heard of. And it's a little clip that you put onto your laptop and it allows you to, if you have an iPhone with MagSafe, you can just clip it onto the back and then it basically enables you to clip on your iPhone to the back of your MacBook Pro. And you can then use your iPhone as a camera, as a webcam. Now, my MacBook Pro's camera is awful, so this is great, but also it gives you the ability to use your iPhone as a professional video camera for your device. It's great. It's awesome. I think that's it for this week. It's a very short episode. Next week, I've got a special guest back with the studio behind the scenes. So I hope you can join me then. But until next time, I encourage you to level up your impact, authority, and profits to the power of Confident Live Video. See you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Confident Live Marketing Podcast with Ian Anderson Gray.
Make sure you subscribe at iag.me/podcast so you can continue to level up your impact, authority, and profits through the power of live video.
And until next time.
Toodaloo.
So before you go, I'd love to tell you a little bit more about Adobe Express, who is sponsoring this episode. I'm a proud Adobe Express ambassador, and I've been using it for years to help create my visual content. Now, if you're anything like me, you're looking for ways to spice up your digital content and also to make it really super easy and quick. And Adobe Express doesn't just make this possible, but it makes it fun and easy too. And Adobe Express can be your go-to tool for creating stunning social graphics, logos, flyers, banners, you name it, and doesn't look the same as what everyone else is creating. Imagine having a powerhouse that helps you transform basic visuals into eye-popping creations with just a few clicks. Sounds good? Well, let's dive in a little bit deeper. You get thousands of professionally designed templates to get your creative juices flowing. And if that wasn't enough, you can even create your own templates using the built-in AI tool. So you can just type in exactly what you want, and you can generate ideas and go from there. It's amazing. You've also got the ability to magically remove backgrounds, whether it's from an image or a video, convert images from JPEGs or PNGs, or switch up video formats using the quick actions. It's like having a mini design studio at your fingertips. And the magic doesn't just stop there. I've already mentioned some of the AI features in Adobe Express, but you have Adobe Firefly baked into Adobe Express, and it's getting better and better each time. You've got text to image generation, generative fill, so you can just remove or add objects from a photo. Working on a project with your team, well, you've got collaboration built into this, where you can seamlessly share and work on projects with shared templates and libraries. And you've got the amazing scheduler built into Adobe Express. You can schedule to Facebook, X, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, TikTok, and not just one of these per network. You can actually add multiple ones of these now. You also gain access to an endless array of Adobe stock photos, videos, and music, and over 20,000 licensed fonts. And you can even link with existing Photoshop and Illustrator files directly in Adobe Express and get them synced up, which is amazing if you're working with designers. Adobe Express works with QR codes, PDFs, images, videos, you name it. Well, why don't you just give it a whirl? Click on the link in the episode description, or just go to iag.me/Adobe Express and let your creativity soar with Adobe Express. That's it for this week. I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo.